Oh, I got cut off. I don't know if I know Facebook's doing some weird stuff. They did this when we were doing the class the other day. They're shutting things off. They're only making live videos go so long. And this one's a long one. The first video apparently went in 13 minutes. But just to wrap up what I was saying before, like, you can arrest for Title 39 violations, like, under the right circumstances. How hard is that to understand? What do you do when you have somebody in a car and you can't figure out who they are? Let them go. Write the ticket on the name the guy gave you. It's a bullshit name and you know it. And then you just let a fucking murderer walk down the hall, go down the highway. Like, there's obviously got to be an answer or a fix to this. And the courts gave it to us. State versus Pierce. State versus Lark. Pierce is at it, I think it's 1994, 96. Lark is 2000. What are you supposed to do? You can arrest for Title 39 violations in the right circumstances. And a lot of people know this and will use it. And then some people refuse to accept it. I just don't understand what the mentality is of refusing to accept things. So, again, who am I? I'm just some dude, right? But who are you? If you ever want to have a conversation, or you want to hold a panel, and we'll sit there and go over case law together, me, you, administrations, prosecutors' offices, attorneys, or you want to send me information, great. Like, let's go over it. So, but just stop telling people that this stuff's not true, because it's all true. It's all true. Let's not play games. You can't silence somebody on social media. So, the name of the game is I want to get everybody doing the right thing and doing what's allowed to be done and getting the job done correctly. I'm not trying to ruffle feathers or fight with people. I just want everybody to understand that, yes, it's possible that these things are true. So, see you guys later.